Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey all, welcome to episode 147, Ways to Enhance Self-Love. With self-love and self-care in mind, I am letting you all know that I'm taking some weeks off from the podcast after today's episode launches. I will be back sometime in March. So now let's talk about self-love and ways to enhance it. I think the week of Valentine's is a great time for this to air. And you're probably way too hard on yourself, right? It's much easier to make your way through the world if you love yourself. Perhaps the greatest struggle we all face is the struggle to accept and love ourselves in spite of our many flaws. This isn't something that's likely to happen without a little bit of work, because we seem to be programmed to ridicule ourselves. Now, before we get into some strategies, let's take a quick sponsor break. So how do you love yourself more each day? With the following strategies. Okay, here we go. Loving yourself more each day. You have to give yourself an earnest compliment each day. Have you ever felt like you needed a compliment? Right? Well, what better way to get one than to give yourself one? Go ahead and give yourself one. Think about all your great qualities and congratulate yourself on one of them. There's no reason to wait for someone else to get around to saying something nice to you. Give yourself a nice compliment right now. Like literally right now. Give yourself a compliment. I'll wait. One, two, three. Okay. Did you give yourself a compliment? If not, by the end of this podcast. You also want to make a list of your accomplishments. You've accomplished plenty of great things. And maybe you're thinking too grandiose. You've accomplished plenty of great things. Make a list of all of them. Be creative and give this exercise some thought. You'll find that your life has been far more impressive than you have even realized. Okay, grab a piece of paper, grab a pen, make your list. You can hit pause, you know. Make your list. You can eat in a healthier manner. Take better care of yourself by making some changes to your diet. We could all use a little improvement in this department. You know which foods are healthy and you know which foods are not. Add a few items to your diet and drop a few of the less healthy foods. Add a salad. Get rid of the processed food. Drink more water. Get rid of the soda. Insert tea instead of coffee. Show yourself that you're important. Listen, your body is truly the only house you have to live in. Treat it well. Shore up the shingles and fill in the cracks. What goes in your mouth can create havoc or peace. So show yourself that you're important. You wouldn't feed junk food to your kid, would you? Or your beloved pet? Give yourself the same level of importance. There are days my dog eats better than I do. She gets carrots, broccoli, really good food. Anyway, support a cause you believe in. You know, this really helps within the self-love department. Support a cause you believe in. Spending time on something you think is important is really a great way to show yourself that you're a good person, right? You like to feel good about yourself. You'll feel better about yourself and it'll maybe put a smile on your face. You can give monetarily, or you can donate your time. I give to the World Food Bank on a monthly basis. That makes me feel better. So there are plenty of organizations out there that you can donate to or volunteer with. There are plenty of places that need your help. Here it is. You've heard it, me say it before, but be grateful. Appreciating what you have makes it easier to love yourself. No one enjoys being around a complainer. Think about your life and make a list of the things and people that fill you with joy and gratitude. It's surprising how much of a great life you already have. And like the last podcast episode, forgive your past self. Forgive yourself for the mistakes you've made. Sure, you've made some mistakes and have probably done and said a few awful things along the way. Who hasn't? But that period of your life can be over right now. Why drag the past into the present? You can't change it. All you can do is make a fresh start each day. So let it go. Also, make one small improvement. It can be in a day, in a month, but make an improvement. As great as you are, you can be even better. Make one small change that will enhance your life in some way. Maybe it's exercising for a few minutes each week or calling your mom once a week. Show yourself that you can grow and become a better version of yourself. You can try these ideas. Pay your bills on time. Be more patient with your family. Be on time for work every day. Do 5 push-ups each morning. Stretch. Moving on. Do one thing each day that makes you happy. If not today, when? There's no time like the present to begin enjoying your life. Start taking those guitar lessons. Start learning how to play the piano. Finally, get the dog you've always wanted to get, or volunteer at the local food bank. Start loving your life and yourself. You're going to want to avoid people that drag you down. Odds are that at least one of your relationships in life is poisoning your life, and you're holding on for one reason or another. The thing I've learned is when you hold on, you get dragged. It might be a friendship, a romantic relationship, or a relationship with a family member, relationship at work. Value yourself enough to avoid negative people and relationships. You have many wonderful qualities that you've been overlooking. Believe that you deserve love from yourself and those in your life. A little self-love will enhance every part of your life. I would love to leave you with a self-love affirmation. To get the most out of this affirmation, you can repeat after me. Self-love means accepting who I am. Beneath my exterior is a soul that deserves to be honored. It forms the essence of my being and is meant to be treated with respect. Self-love means accepting who I am on the inside. The perspective of the outside world is irrelevant. When I achieve a sincere love for the person who I am on the inside, positive self-talk occurs naturally. Building self-love happens from the inside out. Becoming worthy of love starts with having a character of integrity. I ensure that each of my interactions with others is handled openly and honestly. I am trustworthy and proud to be a person who speaks from the heart. My honesty inspires others to put their trust in me. Knowing that I am a safe place for others gives me a good feeling about myself. I also approach others with kindness, regardless of the relationship we share. Leading with kindness makes room for peaceful resolution and effective collaboration. I promote positivity. Although I have flaws, my positive traits far exceed anything that I sometimes feel insecure about. I celebrate my strengths and embrace my imperfections. There is so much about me that is lovable. Today, I am exactly the person who I am supposed to be. And I love every ounce of my being. There is power in truly accepting myself just the way I am. With confidence, I go through each day conquering big challenges and feeling proud of my victories. Here are a few self-reflection questions to think about. One, what are some of my favorite personality traits? Two, how do I rebuild my confidence when I am made to feel unloved by another person? And three, what are some positive affirmations I can repeat to myself each day? With that, I'll say bye for now, sending lots of love your way. Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDallaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.